Good morning. It is 21 minutes after 8 o'clock, and it's also about 51 degrees, so it's definitely getting a little warmer. It's a cool start this morning. It is May 9th. This is Palmetto Mornings. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden.
Let's go to the theater.
Let's do.
Shall we?
We love catching up with our friends from Rock Hill Theater. They've got a production happening May the 12th through the 15th. It's called As Bees and Honey Drown. We've got the director here who's playing it off mic, but we want to give her a quick shout out. The director is Kalela.
That's a cool, fun name. Kalela.
Now, to give us a brownie point, we got it right all up until now. Kalela Chisholm is the director. We got that. And we've got two of the actors, Eleanor Knipe and Lauren Pilling. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Before we dive into the production, I want to brag on both Lauren and Kalela. Both graduated this past Saturday from Winthrop University, so congratulations.
Thank you.
Good job.
And congratulations to you, young lady. Of course, I'm talking about Eleanor Knipe. You're about to graduate from where?
South Point High School.
South Point High School. Oh. So what's the next step for you?
I'm actually accepted into SCAD in Savannah, Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be an art major.
Well, how fun is that?
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. So our focus, though, this morning is on the performance As Bees and Honey Drown. And Eleanor, let's start with you. What is this production all about?
It's basically following my character, Alexa Verdever, as she is constantly pursuing fame. And she's helping other people do the same. But maybe not in the best way.
I was about to say, is that rare? Is she a frenemy?
I don't think she's someone you really want to come in contact with.
Ah!
So is this set in a certain time period, or is it just modern day?
It takes place about the 90s.
Okay, right at the time of when fame was, well, it's always been in vogue, but right before social media really came onto the platform, and you had The Real World on MTV kind of made everyday citizens celebrities, especially young people. Is your character young in age as well?
Yeah, what's she like?
She's not the youngest in the show, but she's about like her 30s.
Okay.
Oh,
all right.
She's getting somewhere.
Is fame beginning to happen for her?
Not how she thinks.
Oh, okay. Ooh, all right. A little twist.
So, Lauren, how does your character fit into this picture?
So, the cool thing about the playwright, what he did was he created multiple characters that are meant to play by one person, and I do that. A lot of us play multiple people. And all of my little characters are just little, like, pieces of the puzzle to her story. I play people that she's come into contact with and tried to help with fame. And then I play just different little side characters that help the story move along, which is really fun.
And the help was in air quotes.
Yes.
So I have a feeling that there's going to be some very interesting scenarios in which you try to help. Uh-huh.
Yes.
So this is a play. So this is not a musical. It is spoken word, right?
Yes.
Okay. What is your set like? What is the costumes like if it's set in the 90s? I bet that's a lot of fun.
Our costumes are really fun. We were looking at all of our costumes yesterday, and it's just a bunch of cool patterns and colors, and they're all really, really cool. Mm-hmm. And our set is cool because we are on different levels and different platforms and just cool little flats with like art behind us. It's really cool.
How many acts are in this play?
Two.
Two acts. Okay. Yes. And so, obviously, you're the main character, and you play a lot of different parts. How many are in the total ensemble?
There are
six.
I had to count in my head real quick, but six.
So, Eleanor, your character has to say the line, "As bees and honey drown." What is the significance of that, or do we have to wait to see the production to figure that out?
When you see the production, you learn it's kind of the theme of the whole play.
Okay.
But you might want to wait to see it to find out why.
Oh, that's a good little tease. Okay.
Yeah, because I changed the name of it. I said As Bee and Honeys Drown.
That's all right.
Because the birds and the bees are usually a couple.
And I also said it wrong, and Eleanor said
honey.
It's her line, and she also has said it wrong in rehearsal.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm dying to know what it means. What does it mean?
What will we learn about fame from this? Because a lot of folks do seek it out, right? I mean, there's some part in us, in some form or fashion, right, that we seek out to be known by more people than just in our circle. if that's not the case, then social media would not be around. But do we learn a little bit about Fame from the 90s that there are lessons for us and now the 2000s and 22s that we can learn from?
I think it's a much more realistic aspect of what Fame is and not just like the glamour version that you see in like TV shows and stuff.
Do you learn that fame is measured in different ways? Mm. Maybe you go in with one preconceived idea and you walk away from the play enlightened.
I would definitely say so. It's definitely have been an eye-opener for me because I didn't know most of this stuff. Like, I kind of knew, but, like, it really kind of hits home when you learn.
Who do you feel would most enjoy seeing the play?
I think anyone who kind of wants to pursue fame. Kind of just see this before you try to do that. Or I think just anyone who wants to see like a really interesting play that has its really funny moments and really appreciates theater.
Lauren, I don't know your age, and I've learned you do not ask a lady her age, but I assume you were not around for some of the 90s. Did that add more to getting ready for your characters and just how they talked and what the clothing was like? Because that's a whole nother different decade than it is now in our decade.
Yeah. One of our first rehearsals, we did a lot of what we call dramaturgy, which is where we just dive into the script and look at the references and look at things that we don't really understand. And so there are a lot of references to like celebrities from the 90s and things like that that some of us didn't really know about. So we had to do a lot of research, which was actually really fun and cool.
Yeah.
What is a celebrity? Now, this might age us all. Yeah. What is a celebrity that was not as common today as they were in the 90s? Does one come to mind?
There's one that I mentioned a few times, the Pet Shop Boys.
Oh,
I did not know.
Never heard. Well, did you know their music? Did you recognize their music?
I did not.
No. Okay.
Well, a lot of people from the 90s didn't either. So you're,
I was born in 99, okay. So I was like on the very cusp of it.
Oh, my God. Watch Clueless. The movie Clueless pretty much sums up what the 90s is all about. Well, this is a great take on a very relevant story, given how we live our lives now through social media. Again, people are trying to get the most likes, and they do want to seek some level of fame. But to Patty's point, what that looks like for us might be different for you all. And some folks have big aspirations of selling out, you know, theaters. Some people want to sell out movie theaters and be known for that. So fame has a different look for everyone, but there is always sometimes a dark side to it.
And we always have this conversation amongst ourselves about who is like an actor and who is a movie star.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of actors who are working and they are famous, but they don't have that paparazzi and just, they still have their private life. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting. I look forward to this.
Well, check out As Bees and Honey Drown. It's presented by the Rock Hill Theater Thursday, May the 12th through Sunday, May the 15th at the Geddes Center right here on Main Street in Rock Hill. It's suggested for those ages 18 and up. And to learn more, always just check out rockhilltheater.org.
Do we have time for you to say your line and your character real fast? Go.
As bees and honey drown.
Oh, all righty.
Nailed it. You're hired.
Fun.
Ladies, thank you so much. Have a great show. We appreciate it.